Blog Talk Radio.
Boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, strike lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Sound freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Place bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Braves, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Chronicles from Grindhard Radio in the building. Jit, what's good?
Turn up, turn up. Indy Up Saturday on the D-Hour show. Let's get it. You dig?
No doubt. Dude, what's going on? What's going on with you, bro?
Hey, man, just enjoying life, man. I'm happy to be here on the D-Hour show and connect with my indie artists. Let's do it.
It's all about that. It's all about that. Now, Jit, for the people that don't know, tell them a little bit about Grind Hard Radio.
Yes, sir. Grind Hard Radio, you can check it out every Tuesday and Thursday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to our official website at groundhardradio.com and make sure you go out there and get the mixtape. Grind Hard Radio presents Grind or Die. It's on DatPiff, MixConnect.com. Hot new hip hop is no excuse not to get that mixtape, man. So definitely check it out. And once again, that's groundhardradio.com. Good gig.
There it is. Make sure you go and get the Grind or Die mixtape. I'm telling you right now, it's my boy Jit Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio. Him and his crew get it in every Tuesday and Thursday. Make sure you guys tune in. They have an incredible show. And
I appreciate that, bro. Also,
make sure you guys also tune into the Masked Debaters, which is an affiliate of the Grind Hard Radio Network, which airs every Wednesday. Make sure you guys check them out. The Masked Debaters. Oh, if you like to debate, that's the show to listen to.
Great show. Check it out.
If you like to debate and you like to argue, that's the show to listen to.
Yeah, the mass arguers. That's what they should be called.
Exactly. So all you angry women out there, all you man hating women, Mass Debaters is the network you want to check out.
Yes, sir.
And all you I'll say this in the words, okay, not these fake words, but in the words of Cat Williams. all you bitch ass niggas, you can also check out Mass Debaters because I know y'all like to argue too. So you can check out Mass Debaters too. In the words of Cat Williams.
Absolutely. Peace Lane, you ain't right, bro. You ain't right.
Come on, Jit. You already know, baby. You already know. you know what, Jit? I got, you know, I want to spread a little information, and I'll probably give a little bit throughout the show. Well, you know, there's some information. I read a little article that talked about the five of the biggest celebrity tax evaders. Some celebrities who got into a little trouble with the IRS.
Right.
Two of them we all know for sure. A couple of them I'm pretty sure some guys will know. First on the list was Willie Nelson, country artist Willie Nelson.
Wow.
A lot of people probably didn't know, but Willie Nelson's long history with the IRS began in 1984. When the agency chose to review his tax returns back in 72, the extensive audit stretched out for years, and the IRS presented him with a bill for more than $6 million in unpaid taxes. He also owed over $10 million in interest and penalties. Nelson's accounting firm had filed for the singer every year, but it had claimed tax shelters that the IRS disallowed. The IRS seized most of Nelson's assets, and sold them in an auction. Most were purchased by friends and supporters who gave them back to the singer, which is cool. The settlement was negotiated down further, and Nelson ended up paying it off. He later sued Price Waterhouse, now Price Waterhouse Coopers, and settled with the accounting firm for an undisclosed amount. So I guess he pretty much owed a total of $16 million.
That's a whole hell of a lot of money.
That is a lot, bro. That is a lot. But it's good to know that, you know, when his personal belongings were being sold, you know, his friends and supporters bought it for him and then gave it back to him. That was cool. That's what you call friendship.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's definitely what you call friendship. And one more incident that we all knew, pretty much we all heard about. Wesley Snipes is currently contemplating his actions behind bars. Snipes is charged with felony tax evasion for not filing returns or reporting over $14 million in income earned between 1999 and 2001. He was also charged with filing false information to receive tax refunds. Wow. Snipes was connected to a group that contends that federal taxation is illegal and unconstitutional. Although Snipes was acquitted of the felony charges, he was convicted of 3 misdemeanor counts of filing the tax returns. He was sentenced to 3 years in jail.
That's crazy. Celebrities, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. You know, you just like everybody else, you gotta report your earnings and stop trying to be so slick, man. But it's a shocker, D-Slate.
It is, bro. I really wasn't expecting that. I just think that when you have that type of money, and you know, it is a responsibility. You definitely need to pay your taxes. But I mean, trust and believe the IRS don't play.
Right.
Okay. Especially in large.
And that's folks trying to be greedy. You can't be greedy.
Exactly. Especially in large amounts like that. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars. So, you know, definitely, you guys definitely got to make sure you know you're taking care of that business, or they will be knocking on your door. You'll be chilling with Wesley Snipes right now. talking to him about when he's going to do Passenger 57 Part 2. Look here. We're going to go to a couple of hit breaks. And I'm going to tell y'all tonight, I'm going to come up with a, you know, your boy D. Slate and Jid, you know, we got to go in tonight. You know, we always go in on a particular subject. I think I might have a subject for you tonight, Jit. I think tonight we may go in. I want to go in on the effects of. I want to go in on the effects of technology on our youth.
Oh, love that topic, D-Slate. Let's do it.
I want to go in tonight on the effects of technology on our youth and why our youth why our youth and our children are the way they are today. You know, whereas, you know, our generation are, you know, children 15 or 10, you know, no, I don't want to say 10, say like 15, you know, 20 years ago to where they were then to what's going on with children today. I definitely want to go in about that. That's going to be the subject tonight.
Most definitely.
And definitely get it in on that. Right now, we're going to take a quick music break, right here on the D Hour Show. Indie Up Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, you already know. It's Indie Up Saturday, playing a hit. If you are a hip-hop artist, if you're a singer, if you're a poet, you'd like to have your music played or showcased on the show, you would like to be interviewed on the D Hour Show Network, all you have to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords. The Hour Show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Hour Show at Gmail. At The Hour Show. CHOURSHOW. For those that don't know how to spell, I definitely have to do that every now and then for those individuals, you know, who said to hell with high school and just, you know, just thought the PlayStation and Nintendo was where that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I tend to help those individuals out. Because I know sometimes some words get a little clustered and you might not understand what we're talking about. So,
thehourshow@gmail.com.
So, definitely make sure you follow us on Twitter. And if you want to hit us up, you can tune in tonight. You can hit us up 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. Those that are listening, you can also chat it up with us in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thehourshow, and you can chat it up with us in the chat room. Right now, we're going to get it in tonight, Indie Up Saturday. Hopefully, we'll be getting it in with hip-hop artist Chris Ness, as well as up-and-coming indie singer Madison Blake. We'll be getting it in with them tonight.
Let's do it.
On Indie Up Saturday, we got a couple of hits for you right now. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you two of our favorite hits from these two artists that we've been playing on the show for quite some time. We're going to start it off with Chris Ness with his hit Skittles and Ice-T. Then we got a little Madison Blake coming in with Crush on You. It's the D-Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday, D-Slate, Jit Chronicles in the building. Hey, don't go nowhere.
Little.
My big mama gon' be feeling this shit. Go ahead, go on, boy. Now don't be walking while you black, man. They killing brothers over Skittles and Ice Teas, man. Now would you look at these niggas and all these folk who act like being niggas? But the truth is, they nothing like we are. They wanna be us, but really they don't wanna be a nigga. I got a good feeling this year. We all go get on, man. We cool in the direction I was headed. They saying perfection's unreal. Watch your boy get it. I can feel it, baby. I'm closer than ever. So all them pretty pictures I was clipping out of Vogue and pinning on mama's walls and the type that I be dating. But aside from all the glamour shit, I'm really for the art. Yeah. Instead of chasing money, I know I'm just gonna fuck off. And sisters, stop worrying about it. Your head straight enough. Sister, I'ma love you regardless. Even with the hair out and the cuck above. You the shit, black queen. Mother love, would you look at us? Just look at us and how they doing us. Man, they kill Lil Trey. They kill Huey P. They kill Fred Hampton. They shot him in his sleep. They killed the Percy boy. They hung him from a tree. They killed Troy Davis. Fuck the police. But niggas still don't understand. Say it's not a mistake. It's all a part of the plan. That if you crook the government, just can raise the stakes. Even you ain't fake. It's the heart of a black man. That's why we stay hard-headed. Fighting over land we don't own. Killing our own. But be mad when the cops do it. These little niggas confused. Cut off that BET. Think on your own. Cause Mr. I'm so sway, he won't save you. And racks on racks on racks won't raise you. From a grave brought about from a fable. Put together by some niggas just to entertain you. But your mama gon' be feeling this shit like, go ahead, go on, boy. Go ahead, go on, boy. Big mama gon' be feeling this shit. Go ahead, go on, boy. Go ahead, go on, boy. Big mama gon' be feeling this shit. This song is dedicated to the family of Trayvon Martin, the family of Kenneth Chamberlain, the family of Troy Davis, the family of Kendrick McDade, the family of Wendell Allen, family of Oscar Grant, and all the other families that have lost in the struggle. I know it's not much. It's a start, though, right? Just for Trayvon, baby.
Thank you. have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Keisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Block Talk Radio with Indie Up Saturday playing the hits. You just got to listen to Madison Blake with Crush on You. Before that, it was my man Chris Ness with Skittles and Iced Tea. Kind of a weird combination. I don't know if y'all like Skittles and y'all Iced Tea, but you know, I put Snickers and Milky Way in my coffee sometimes. So, you know, maybe Chris can make a song like that for your boy D Slate called Milky Way. You know, Milky Way in your coffee or Snickers in your coffee.
Whatever floats your boat. That's what's up.
hopefully he can put it together for us like that. You know what I'm saying? Got my boy Jit Chronicles from Groundhog Radio, my guest co-host tonight, taking it with me. Jit, what's going on, bro?
Hey, man, I'm just happy to be here with you, D. Slate. I can't wait to get into it with these artists, Chris Ness, Madison Blake. I can't wait till they come through, man. So I'm ready.
Well, right now we're still still waiting for my man Chris to call in. Hopefully we'll get a chance to get it in with him. Jit, I read a little something, you know, allegedly Manny Pacquiao says Mayweather is scared of him.
Mm-hmm. That will be true, D-Slate.
He's scared. Well, I don't know. Why do you think Pacquiao thinks Mayweather is scared of him?
Well, you know, I'm going to say this, D-Slate. For me, I believe that Mayweather has been giving him the runaround. You know, this could be one of the best fights ever, and that still hasn't happened. You know what I'm saying? I know Mayweather was going through his situation prior in the year, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's time to put the money where the mouth is. You know what
That's
I'm
right.
saying?
I mean,
rematch.
For a long time, you know, everybody's been waiting for this fight to happen. You know, people have been waiting for this fight to pop off, and it hasn't. So, you know, I can kind of see that. You know, I don't know, man. It just, a lot of times it really seems like a, you know, like huge publicity stunts to me. At one time, Mayweather was saying Pacquiao was afraid of him. Now Pacquiao was saying Mayweather was afraid of him. So, But Pacquiao, you got to understand, too, man. I mean, Mayweather just got out, you know, he just got out of prison. You know, he got to get himself back in order again, you know what I'm saying, before he can really start, getting back into the mix of things as far as fights and different things like that is concerned. So, I mean, so to be in a bout with you is going to take everything he's got. So, you know, he's probably going to have to get in the ring, you know, maybe once or twice and knock a couple of dudes out, you know what I'm saying, knock somebody kidney in their ass or something like that. You know, just a little something to get him to get the blood flowing, and then maybe he can get himself back in order again and start thinking, okay, maybe we really need to go ahead and put this Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather fight, you know, a reality. We need to make this a reality. And they both know, Jit. I mean, they both know it's gonna be a huge moneymaker.
Yeah, it's a much anticipated, D. Slate. That's why I'm like, come on, go ahead, do it, and get it over with so we can move on.
Now, another thing, Jit, allegedly, you know, everybody's – I don't know, Jit, if you've been hearing, people have been saying that Kanye West has got an alleged sex tape out there.
I heard.
They said he's got an alleged sex tape out there that's probably going to be coming out soon. They said Kanye's alleged adult film co-star – has been revealed. You know what I'm saying? Reports of Kanye West's sex tape were revealed on Friday, and rumors of his co-star looking like Kim Kardashian couldn't be more anyone but true. According to DJ Folk, production coordinator for Young Jeezy, 25-year-old Moni Mon is definitely Kanye's co-star in the film. The 25-year-old Californian is undeniably gorgeous and is a dead ringer for Kim Kardashian. I've seen pics of her, legit. She looks exactly like Kim, bro. I mean, she looked like she could be Kim's twin sister.
Well, there it is. There it is.
You know, Moni has yet to confirm or deny her involvement in the film, but it's important to know that she hasn't updated her Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook since the leak. According to multiple reports, the tape is nearly 20 minutes long and begins with the woman stating she's over 18 years old and revealing, "My husband and I don't have sex anymore. That's why I'm here." Kanye then puts the Kim lookalike into multiple positions during their romp, all while staying protected. And if you go to Google or Yahoo or something and type in Moni Mon, MONY MONN, and you'll get a chance to see some pictures of it. I'm telling you, bro. She looks like Kim. I believe it, bro. She looks like Kim, Jid. I'm telling you.
Wow.
And it's crazy. It's just real crazy.
Hey, you know what I say, these ladies? If you like it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? They each his own. Whatever floats your boat.
That's real. That's real. I don't know. it's funny, man. It's just funny because, you know, Kanye truly has a thing for Kim, you know, for Kim Kardashian, man, because like I said before, this young lady, she definitely looks like her.
That's amazing.
She definitely looks like her. So, with that being said, I don't know if women look at it, or if Kim, I wonder how Kim looks at it, though. Does she look at it as being kind of creepy, you know, that Kanye, you know, she probably will, seeing how she might think it's,
she might like it.
she might like it, knowing that,
you know, she does like it. There you go.
She might like it knowing that, he's having sex with women that look like her, and, you know, he's thinking about her when he's, you know, when he's having sex with, when he was having sex with other women and stuff like that before her. So, I don't know. She might like that. I'm not sure.
you never know it on Kardashians.
Hey, she might like that, man. It's crazy. hey, keeping up with them Kardashians, you never know what the hell you're keeping up with.
Exactly.
we got a caller on the line, Jit. Let me go to the lines real quick. Area code 661-349. You're on with D Slate and Jit Chronicles. It's NDF Saturday. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Who we got?
Hi, it's Cynthia from California.
Hey, Cynthia, how you doing?
Uh-oh. How you doing, darling?
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, and thanks for tuning into the show tonight.
Of course. No problem.
So what do you think about what we've been talking about so far?
With the Kim Kardashian lookalike?
Yeah, just the whole Kim Kardashian and Kanye West deal, and Kanye with women, you know, before her looking like Kim Kardashian and thinking about her and different things like that during sex and stuff like that. I mean, that whole situation, would you find that creepy if a brother told you, a brother that you were with or dating in a relationship, and he's talking about how long he's been infatuated with you and liking you, and before he met you, he had dated other women that looked like you, or when he was having sex with other women, you know, he thought about you, or he was looking. I ain't gonna say he was looking at your sex tape, because I don't know if you got a sex tape like that, but if he was looking at your picture or something, you know, while he was having sex with other women to get them turned on.
I actually think it is creepy, but I think it's even worse that he would actually even want her.
And why is that, Cynthia? Why you say that?
She's just gone through so many other black celebrities. It's like, why would you want something used like that when you're on top of the world? You can have anybody that you want.
I agree.
You know what, Cynthia? And that's so interesting that you say that, because I know a lot of my friends and a lot of you know, young brothers that I talk to have said the same thing. They have that same mentality about the whole situation. I've heard a lot of brothers tell me, man, I don't understand why he would want her, man. She's been with, you know, so many different dudes that he's probably, that he probably knows or have met. And, you know, he, you know, so they were like, I just, you know, she, you know, she seems to be kind of used a little bit. So, yeah, I've heard that. I've actually heard that before from, you know, from some brothers that talked about that, saying that they probably wouldn't have done it because she's been with too many other guys.
I mean, it's just me personally. I mean, to me, I think that he would be a better man, or should think more of himself as a better man than to even, you know, classify himself with her. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's a young man. I'd say go ahead, have sex with her because she's free like that, but just to tie myself down with something like that, no.
See, Cynthia, keep it real. She keep it all the way 100. That's what's up.
And that's, well, you know, I mean, I agree. I mean, I just think that, I don't know.
That's true.
And the thing about it is, in that whole situation, and, you know, and like I said, she's a beautiful woman, and she's talented in certain areas. I'm pretty sure she's at a stage in her life where she's trying to find herself and, you know, find her niche. But, I mean, we're just thinking about, you know, the people that we're talking about, the people that we know that she's been with. There's no telling how many other cats she may have been with that hasn't even been reported.
Right. I mean, she found her niche. So, you know, getting celebrity guys.
Right.
She's found her niche.
So you said her niche is just hooking up with celebrity dudes.
Hell, that's what made her famous, you know?
That's exactly what I was going to say. So she has her niche down down.
I don't know. I just think it's amazing, too, how, you know, she's made several comments before about how she doesn't want, you know, the public to view her as such, you know, or view her as some type of, you know, sex, you know, some type of sex symbol or item or anything like that. And unfortunately, I mean, sweetheart, I understand that, and you don't want to be portrayed as that or looked at as that, but that's how you started off your career.
Right,
you know, so,
and I just think she walks like a duck.
Said,
you know,
if it
looks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's a duck.
That's right.
It is. Quack, quack.
Yeah.
You did?
Another thing, too, real quick, guys, before, you know, we got, you know, I think we might have, we might let Cynthia hang out with us tonight, Jidden, you know, have her get
that's
it in
up.
With us. You know, if you don't mind, Cynthia, hanging out with the brothers tonight.
No, not at all. I'm just reading.
Okay. Another real quick tidbit. Rapper Mystical says that he's turning to adult films if music fails him.
Lord have mercy. And that's always the excuse. Your albums don't sell, you go to porn. I'm sick of it.
Mystical is giving his music career one more push, but if he fails to make a hit single, the Shake It Fast rapper revealed that he's starting a career in porn. According to TMZ, Mystical says he needs to make sure that money keeps coming in, and he's banking on his stellar moves in the bedroom.
Well, I'll be there.
Young Money, the YMCMB rapper, already has his leading lady in mind, and it's none other than Pinky. Mystical is a big fan of her work, says she, you know, I quote, I'm not going to quote what he says, but he says, she's a bad chick. I would take her down in a second. It seems Mystical already has a history in adult films, as he won an AVN award in 2003 for an adult movie he made but doesn't actually have sex in it.
Wow, that's my first time hearing that. You know, I don't know what to say about that one. It's like, is that really what it comes down to? If you can't make it, you know, as an artist, as a successful artist, you got to revert, you know, to porn, you know, so it's kind of sad a little bit.
I mean, is that really the mentality? And the thing about
right.
it is, I'm not gonna knock the industry and those people and what they do and how they get down and how they make their money, but the thing about it is that it's definitely shunned upon by a lot of individuals, but you know it's a lot of undercover individuals that love watching it and support it in whatever fashion. But for him to say, hey, you know, I don't want, you know, if this whole music thing doesn't work out for me, then I'll just go to porn.
Right.
I mean, if you ask me, I think that's kind of a disrespect to porn. Because it's almost like him saying, if this whole music thing doesn't work, then, hey, I can always just go to porn.
Exactly.
So, as an adult film star, and those people that take that so seriously, if I'm one of them, I'm looking at him like, dude, what the hell you mean? You know, if it doesn't work, you'll go to porn, like, like it's the last resort, and it's really what we do is nothing, and you know the whole situation. So if I'm one of them, I would kind of take offense to that.
I agree. And, you know, D-Slay, it is a lucrative business, so I understand that aspect, but it's just the transitioning from artist to porn star, you know what I'm saying? So I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I just think that, I don't know, man, that just also goes into this whole, you know, and you know what, Jit and Cynthia, I'm not going to go in on this particular topic, but I don't know. I kind of have a whole issue with this whole sex tape deal. You know, it's like, you know, I think a lot of individuals think, you know, and they put these sex tapes out there. I mean, granted, yes, sex sells. You know, we're in a time right now. We're in a decade right now where sex is selling like crazy. Sex sells like hotcakes. You know, and you know. A lot of individuals out there they have these sex tapes, and sometimes it almost makes you wonder whether or not these tapes get leaked on purpose. You know, it almost.
Yeah, of course it is. I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly, too.
Well, a lot of these tapes get leaked on purpose, you know, because, granted, to be honest with you, you know, I mean, that's just like with the whole R. Kelly situation, you know, I mean. Yeah, he was denying it, and he was saying, I'm going to tell you right now, the only reason why I think that he was denying it was because of the whole, young girl situation and the fact that
right.
the girl was young and underage. But I think if they was of age, I think he wouldn't have said nothing about it. He probably would have just been like, hey, you know. But it seems like he got even more attention after that.
True.
So it seems
true.
He got even more attention after that. You know, Pamela Anderson, same thing with her. So it's like, you know, certain individuals, they put these sex tapes out there and, you know, and I hope a lot of these young ladies out there, you know, because one in particular, she thought that she would be able to do that and become a success like Kim Kardashian, and that was Larry Fishburne's daughter.
Right, right.
You know, and it just didn't work out. It just didn't work out that way for her. But I hope a lot of young ladies and even young men out there don't really think that, you know, making a sex tape, you know, with a celebrity or so forth is going to, get them the fame, you know, the 15 minutes of fame that they're looking for. Because to be honest with you, you know, you're going to forever have that blotch, that ink blot. On you, and
mm-hmm.
people forever just say, hey, you know what, you know, you started off doing a sex tape. That's how people are going to look at you. You know, that's how people are going to judge you, and that's the reason why people criticize and talk about Kim Kardashian so much. you know, because, you know, of how she started off. You know, granted, I understand that you're trying to be a successful businesswoman, but you're going to forever have that ink blot on your piece of paper.
The way you come in is the way you go out. And that's just what it is at the end of the day.
So, I don't know. Cynthia, what do you think?
I agree with him. The way you come in is the way you go out. She'll never be truly respected. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't respect her. And even if she did get, like, an acting deal or something, it still wouldn't be something that, even though someone, I think I read somewhere or something that she was in stuff as a child or in the business before, but no, she would not get any respect from me. And that's just me personally.
That's real. That's real.
That's what's up.
That's real. Well, it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like tonight we may not have an opportunity to chat it up with Chris Ness, but I know for sure we're going to be talking to Madison Blake in about 30 minutes. So we probably won't have get an opportunity to chat up with Chris Ness tonight. So hopefully we'll get a chance to get him back on the show and definitely get it in with him. But I know for sure we'll be talking to the talented Miss Madison Blake tonight. And we're definitely going to be chopping it up with her. But for right now, we're going to take another quick hit break, playing the hits on Indie Up Saturday, D-Slate, Jit Chronicles. We got our special guest, Miss Cynthia, in the building with us right now. We're going to go ahead and play a couple of hits for you guys. This is my man, Stephen Knight, with his new joint, Forever, right here on the D-Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
Let's ride.
Together. I got no time to prolong. I'm trying to make a million off of one damn song. Blowing ounces of haze inside of a bong. Don't be alarmed, it's just my swag and my charm. My garments on my arm keep me cooler than the farm. Patron in the bomb keep the booty in my palm. They praise me like the Psalms and I'm barely getting warm. Like magic with the wand, disappear, you've been warned. I'm prepared to be harmed. Humble and I'm calm, but I rumble when it's on. Trying to stack our money longer than human songs. Jigger on the horn, trying to take the city by storm, always back to the drawers. Trying to bubble fast like Nicky Barnes. And I'm fresher than a palm, you a rock in a pond. The king and his knight get it into the dawn. A few more words and I'm gone to the mall.
We getting money over here, what's your occupation? You out of pocket, nigga, here we stay on vacation. I see your observation, money from the steady chasing. Before the time you wasting, go in there while you waiting. We getting money over here, what's your occupation? You out of pocket, nigga, here we stay vacation. I see your observation, money brothers that he chases. People all the time you wasting, going there while you waiting.
Catch a rope in, sideways talking but won't approach it. It's a marathon and you're coasting, sour smoking. Even those in power notice, not to be boasting, but the child is golden. The neck is frozen like an iceberg exploding. Yeah, I'm chosen, picture me rolling, ripping the beach just like you stolen. I ain't no poser posing, up in the yacht, with the sun and smoking. Pocket bulging, plus the arms swollen, don't need no molding. No baddie rubber band holds it, Bill Fogan. Composing symphonies like Beethoven, I got the lane open. My claws roving from a gypsum barrel, and all this ballish is in my marrow. And it travels like jet lens. Or pick the jewelers in your gear, plus my damn ears. Sparkle like the damn flares. I'm nearly a six, in other words, a damn rare.
We getting money over here, what's your occupation? You out of pocket, nigga, here we stay in your vacation. I see your observation, money from the steady chasing. People all the time you wasting, going there while you waiting. We getting money over here, what's your occupation? You out of pocket, nigga, here we stay in your vacation. I see your observation, money from the steady chasing. People all the time you wasting, going there while you waiting.
Yeah. King. You are ready.
Now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, and hip-hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, your boy D. Slate, J. Chronicles. We got our girl Cynthia in the building with us right now, playing the hits. You just got to listen to my man King Piff. King Piff in the building with us. Oh, yeah, we playing the hits. That was King Piff, Occupation Radio.
That was hot.
And before that was my man Stephen Knight. With forever getting it in like that. You already know we play the hits on NDL Saturday. All the independent, up and coming artists playing their hits. Keep tuning into the D Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. Make sure you guys tune in to the Covenant Cafe tomorrow for all you gospel music lovers out there, all you inspirational fans. You want to hear some testimonies, you want to hear some inspiration. You want to hear some great gospel music, make sure you tune into the Covenant Cafe tomorrow, 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. Make sure you guys tune in with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. Those brothers get it in every Sunday.
Yes, they do.
Great show. Make sure you guys tune in. For my peeps, real quick, I got a good one for you. A Long Island youth baseball coach arrested for aggravated assault stalking after threatening opposing coach and his family. A youth baseball coach from Long Island, New York, was arrested at a Friday game after a disturbing event in which he allegedly stalked and threatened the family of a rival coach. The incident marks the latest and most terrifying case of coach going far beyond any line of acceptability or legality in youth sports. As first reported by Newsday and quickly followed upon by the Associated Press and a variety of other outlets, 45-year-old Robert Sanfilippo appeared in court on Saturday after being arrested on charges of stalking and aggravated harassment. According to the victim, Sanfilippo's advances, the coach began harassing his opposite number much earlier, but was arrested during the game on Friday. But at that point, Sanfilippo had allegedly stalked the family outside their house, sending threats from an untraceable phone. Among the salvos the coach sent to John Reardon of Commack, New York, were buried images apparently taken from a long-distance camera. Sanfilippo allegedly threatened to harm Reardon and his family in his Texas, and later sent photos depicting the coach walking with his son to the bus stop for school and Reardon's wife taking items out from the couple's car. Most disturbingly, one of the anonymous texts threatened to pick up Reardon's son from the bus stop. Then it get, you know, when it got scary, and when I went to the police, Reardon told Newsday. I didn't know it was from him at first. It was nerve wracking. I couldn't sleep. When he suddenly started mentioning my son by name, it just hit me that it was this guy. That interaction came during a game played on Friday night when the team coached by Reardon faced off against a group led by Sanfilippo at a Long Island facility named Baseball Heaven. And, Hank, both teams featured 10 and 11-year-old players. There was no word yet about when Sanfilippo's case will go to trial, and it was not clear on Saturday whether or not he had a lawyer. Newsday reported that the coach faces an incredible 20 counts of aggravated harassment in addition to a long charge of stalking. It was not clear which degree of harassment Sanfilippo was charged with, but his crimes fall most consistently with the guidelines for second-degree aggravated harassment, a crime which could carry a charge of 1 year's imprisonment for each charge against him.
Serve his ass right, D. Slate. And I got to say this. You got to watch these coaches out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know we want to put our kids in different activities and stuff, but you got to watch these coaches because there ain't nothing wrong with being a hard ass, you know, being a coach that want to see your fucking team, see your team make it. But I think that's just going a little bit above and beyond. You know what I'm saying? And then look how young these kids is, man. You know, that's not cool. And old boy deserves everything that he gets. And excuse my language, but that just makes me very, very heated. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just, it ain't right.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just
watch these coaches.
Hey, this it's just crazy, man, that you're so worried about you're so worried about winning, and you're so worried about a baseball game where you start stalking the rival coach and threatening him so you can win the game. I mean,
ridiculous.
I mean, I do agree that some of these situations get a little out of control with some of these youth coaches and parents that have these kids and these youth events and different things like that. It's almost like these coaches and these parents are living their own dreams and not their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like they're worried about themselves and not the kids.
You know, the kids are involved with it to have fun and get an experience, you know, in playing sports. You know, that's what it's all about to them. So for a coach or a parent to take it to such an alarming level, you know, to take it to such a level where it's not fun anymore, you know, and the kids are just stressed out about it. That's not what it's all about when it comes to coaching. And even as a parent, if you're gonna, you know, have your kids involved in these activities, then you know you need to really think about who is it really important for. Because if you're doing it to live your glory days, then don't put your kid in that particular sport. Mm-hmm. You know, now
you hit the nail right on the head, bro. Because that's what it is.
You know, if you want your child to experience playing that sport and have fun with it, then by all means, yes, put them in that sport. But if you're trying to live glory days, then you know, don't waste your time and don't waste that child's time. I don't know, Cynthia, what do you think?
I definitely agree, because too often people say, because I know. My niece's boyfriend, he said that he was going to play basketball with his kids. And he says, I should have been a professional myself, so I'm going to train these guys. So too often we do try to live our dream of where we've so-called failed through someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And a lot of times, you know, it takes, you know, you take the experience and you take the fun and you take the whole reality of the whole situation away from that child or individual, because now it's all about you and it's not about them anymore.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, I just think that, you know, if you're gonna do it for those reasons, then don't put that child in that sport. Don't even get them involved in that, you know, and let them do something that they want to do. Because a lot of times you'll see that, you know, you'll see a father telling the son, yeah, you're going to play football. And the son's like, no,
mm-hmm.
Dad. And the son's like, no, Dad, I want to play tennis. Yeah, no, you're not playing tennis. You're playing football. You know, and it's like, it almost seems like, you know, the dad wants the son to play football, you know, so he can live his glory days.
That's the honest to God truth.
And it's like, you know,
living through your kids' life. You can't do that, man. You got to let these kids be kids and let them do what they want to do in life.
Exactly.
And that's just the bottom line.
Exactly. And you don't want your kids to, you know, to dislike you, or, you know, you don't want your kids to
have a resentment.
Exactly. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Cynthia. You don't want your kids to resent you. You know, you don't want them to feel like they can't trust to come to you and say, hey, you know what, Mom, Dad, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What do you guys think? Instead of you just, trying to force them to do something you like or something you want to do, you know, you just need to support them and say, hey, you know what? You know what, son? That's not how your dad gets down. But you know, if you want to be a ballerina dancer, you go right ahead.
I don't know about the ballerina, but you said I was feeling you for a minute, but I had to come back to reality. But I hear where you're coming from, though. That is true. It's true.
I wanted to knock y'all off track a little bit, but
yeah, you did.
but no, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, it's just that if your son comes to you and say, hey, Dad, you know, I want to play golf, you know, you're like, no, you know, you want him to play football. You just gotta respect that, man, and let your son, because you never know, your son may become or daughter may become the next sensation.
That's real.
May I interject?
Go ahead, Cynthia.
This past Thanksgiving, my son's in college, and he's studying one thing for his major. He's almost finished with his minor. And he came to me and he said, you know, I'm going to, I just want to talk to you for a minute. And I was like, okay, whatever. And he decided that he doesn't want to continue with school. And he was like, well, Mom, you know, I've really never liked school. This is what I want to do. And he was almost afraid to tell me, but just like I told, and he did tell me, he said, this is my passion, and I'm going to succeed at this, so let me do what I want to do. And so, of course, I had to just, like, bite my tongue and say, you know, I'm behind you 100%, whatever you want to do. And I started laughing, and I said, well, thank goodness you didn't spend some more of my money for the next 2 years and decided that you didn't want to go into that profession. So, you know, sometimes it's good that your kids do, or if they can express themselves. And like you said, we as parents, we have to just be, like, behind them 100%, no matter what.
Right.
Now, Cynthia, how did you feel about that, though? Did it, I mean, you know, seeing, you know, I mean, you went to college yourself, right, and got a degree and everything. Now, so seeing how, you know, you did that, and I know as a parent, you know, that's one of the biggest things as a parent. You know, you want your kids to go to school. You want them to get the high school diploma. You want them to get a college degree. So when he told you that, I mean, you know, what was that like for you?
It was disappointing, but I couldn't show him that I was disappointed.
Right.
Because he is going to acquire his associates, and he's going to have something to fall back on. He gave me, like, a whole plan. So I see that he's already taken time to research what he wants to do, and, you know, I'm down with him no matter what. Because like I told him, you got to take care of me when I'm old, so you better make some money.
That's right. I know that's right. And I can understand that. But see, that's a level of love and trust, you know, that you have with your son, and for him to trust you enough to come to you, even though he know that would have been, that's a little hard, because even at, you know, at his age, he knows, you know, what type of education you have and what you really wanted for him, and as far as education was concerned. So I'm pretty sure he thought about it, and he knew it was going to be hard to come talk to you about it. And he probably had to get up the nerve to come do it. But, you know, I'm pretty sure your reaction to it and your words of encouragement to him just probably strengthened his whole trust and love to know that, man, I can go to Mom and talk to her about anything.
My son is one of a kind, because he's just one of a kind. He's so much like me, very opinionated and very determined. So even if I didn't agree with him, he still would have done what he wanted to do.
That's real.
No doubt. Well, it's good to know he had it's good to know that he has a plan, and he also, you know, definitely has something to fall back on. So that's a great thing, and definitely good luck to him in that, and hopefully his plan comes to light. Absolutely.
I believe
it.
Well, we're gonna real quick, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go back to some more music, and definitely, hopefully, when we get back, we'll be getting it in with the one and only Miss Madison Blake.
Let's do it.
Independent R&B singer, up-and-coming diva. We'll be getting with her in a little bit. But right now, we're going to take another quick music break and give you guys some more hits. And we're going to start it off with my girl Shamora with Bill Breaker right here on Indie Up Saturday on The Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, D-Slade Jig Chronicles. Our guest Cynthia in the building with us right now. Shamora, Deal Breaker. Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
And in that order.
My superwoman intuition tells me that things are just a little out of sync. And when I called it out, you barely. My face. And now you mess, but oh baby, I'm just not the one. Don't you forget, baby.
Addiction win. Your heart is too strong to let your body give in. Been down that road too many times before. A life full of struggle you don't want no more. Keep fighting, pretty girl. Living life too fast. have to admit that love I'm born you miss. You are free, you are free, you are free now. No more man government living in his world. You are free, you are free, you are free now. No more man government living in his world.
Had a relentless passion for music. She had a steadfast determination to
too perfect, the art and natural gift that she came to discover. She began piano and vocal lessons, in which she quickly excelled at singing and playing music, from Samuel Baker to Alicia Keys and Chaplin to Ray Charles. Madison is also cousin to Michael McGill of the Dells, who are famous for their hit songs such as Oh What a Night and Stay in My Corner, and later the movie The Five Heartbeats as a story of their lives. Michael has served as a mentor to Madison as he firsthand understands her drive, passion, and determination, as well as what it takes to be successful in the music business. Passionate about her music career, Madison is currently a music business major at Kent State University. At a young age, Madison began writing and producing songs. One of her most recent singles, The Young Girl, was written to inspire women of all ages. It has a message for women everywhere to accept themselves as who they are, not who someone else expects them to be. Some of her most recent performances have included Family Unity in the Park at Luke Easter Park, the Ingenuity Fest in downtown Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland, Ohio. She also opened for national acts such as Eric Roberson, Howard Hewitt of Shalimar, The Temptations, and Morris Day of the Time, and Lettucey. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to the lovely Miss Madison Blake.
Welcome to the show, darling.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How are you guys?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you guys today?
We're good.
We're so
happy that you were able to call in and talk to us tonight. So thank you so much for joining us. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here.
Now, first question.
Mm-hmm.
Your cousin, you know, with the Dells.
Yes, Michael McGill.
Yes, your cousin Michael. Now, how much was that influence for you, and how well did it help you to really to help strive in this music business? Because you know this music business is doggy dog. So, how did his knowledge and his experience help you to kind of push forward through that?
You know what, Michael's been such a great person just to have there. And on my side and in my corner, he's just been very supportive, and he's acted as kind of a mentor for me, you know, just kind of showing me the ropes and which roads I should and should not go down, you know. He's been great. And also, I get a lot of my soulful roots from his style of music, too, from R&B. So I can definitely say he's definitely been a great influence.
Now, I see as well that studying in music business at Kent State. Now, I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that I really and truly commend you for that, because it shows endless bounds of what you're capable of, and just where your mental state is as far as wanting to be in music and your drive and your determination to want to be there. But also want to have the knowledge that you need to be successful. And, you know, music business, just showing that, you know, music is your passion, but you also want to know the business side of this passion that you want to be in, this industry that you want to be involved in. So, man, I definitely commend you for that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's truly a wonderful thing to see, that you definitely want to get into that and just have that type of knowledge. And, you know, it's a recession right now, so I can't really give you any money, but I can give you something like this.
There it is.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, now, being from Ohio, you know, what's the music scene like from Ohio, and what does Madison Blake bring to the table in this whole music genre? You know, because you know in certain states, you know, we have such, you know, huge music icons coming from certain states. So, what's the music scene like in Ohio?
You know what? I couldn't even describe it, because it has so many different flavors. There's something for everyone. literally, you know. You have just boundless amounts of talent coming from areas like Ohio, and I love it. I rep my town, so I love for that. But you know what? I personally pride myself in bringing to the table, like I said, I have a lot of soulful roots because I learned how to sing in church, and I did a lot of R&B music. So I like to do soul vocals on top of, like, pop music. So a lot of times that'll be kind of what you hear from me because it's just I like both styles. And I like fusing different styles of music, like rock and pop and just different styles of reggae. I love it.
That's what's up.
Now, I know I definitely got a couple more questions for you, but I'll save that. I know my couple, Jit, you know, Chronicles from Grindhard Radio, I know you got some questions for you. Jit, you got any questions for Madison?
Yeah, I do, Madison, and it's going to be kind of long-winded, so I want to say first, we appreciate you so much for coming to the D-Hour show tonight, you know, and taking time out your schedule to do this interview. My question to you is, I've noticed that a lot of female artists, you know, whether it's R&B or they're underground rappers, they're making a transitioning from music to reality television. For example, you had Olivia on Love & Hip Hop. You got K. Michelle on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Rashida. If the opportunity ever presented itself, would you do a reality show? And do you think that it will help or hinder your career in the long run?
Oh, wow.
I told you it was going to be long-winded.
Well, as of right now, I can't say for the future, but as of right now, I don't think I'd want to do a reality TV show for me just because I know myself to be more so, I don't know, as a person, not a performer. I'm kind of a private person. Now, that's just right now, see right now for me. You know, so I don't really know how I feel about having cameras follow me around everywhere and that kind of my private life. But I don't know how I might change my mind later on. But right now,
and I'm
going to
ask you this: would you think it help or hinder your music career?
You know what? In what stage of the game?
Well, I'll just say as far as elevating your product, whatever it is, to the next level, you know, do you think it'll help it or would it hurt it?
I think if I was to do it right now, I think it would probably help. It could help because, you know what, people are interested in a lot of drama. They're interested in the behind the scenes, and that, I think, is what draws a lot of people to the reality TV shows. So it could. It possibly could.
All right, that's what's up.
No doubt. Now, Cynthia, we also have our friend, Madison, I'm sorry, we also have our friend Cynthia in the building with us right now. Cynthia, you have any questions for Madison?
Yes, I'd like to ask her, what influences your music?
Oh, wow. You know what? I love Prince. So I have a few icons that just, I take from, I love, I learn from them. Prince, definitely, Beyonce, and Lady Gaga. I love those three. And you know what? You can't do without Michael. You can't do without Michael Jackson. So I have to definitely keep him in the mix. So I keep a lot of those pop. Oh, Janet Jackson. I keep a lot of pop rock and reggae style flavors. So I guess some people say that. I have a similar style to, like, Rihanna, you know, because she has a Caribbean theme kind of her music, a lot of her music. So, yeah, I get a lot of that from just the generations before me and the soulfulness, the rockiness of it. I love it all.
That's what's up.
Good answer.
That's a good look, too.
No.
Everybody loves Prince.
Seriously.
Now, Madison, I noticed you also mentioned Lady Gaga. Now, would you also walk around with a tank top made out of tape?
You know what? I think I would not. But
okay.
But you know what? You gotta respect her because she really is bold and fierce. I love that about her. She is so fearless and just to be herself and to do different things. So I love it.
And at least if she's out in the wilderness, she'll never go hungry. That's
right.
All that means.
There you go.
But,
right.
You know, Well, Madison, I definitely want to talk to you because we're gonna debut your new song "Fool in Love." I definitely wanted to talk to you about that. What was the inspiration going into that? And tell us a little bit about your new music project.
You know what? I've done it with this producer that I was working with at the time, and it's basically about a relationship that's gone sour. You know, a lot of us have been through that kind of relationship. And, you know, she's just like, I don't know why I keep holding on to something that's hurting me so bad. I feel like such a fool, you know. And everybody's been through something like that. And so I wrote it, and I'm feeling like, you know, this is kind of the voice for people who have been going through that or are currently going through that. It's going to be the voice for that.
That's what's up.
No doubt. Now, just looking at it, because I got a chance to take a look at your video. I think your video was definitely wonderful. I think you had a great video.
Thank you.
For the song, and definitely make sure you guys check that out at YouTube, and check out Madison Blake, "Fool in Love" on YouTube. But Madison, you know, just looking at that and just looking at, you know, some of the things that you're working on, the things that you're trying to get into, and, you know, just looking at your history and, you know, looking at what you're striving in music, you know, what advice do you give for some of the young and up-and-coming artists, you know, even some of the artists that want to be at the stage where you are right now yourself, you know, what advice do you give them as far as becoming successful in music?
You know, one of my biggest things, I believe, is to be yourself. Don't try so hard to conform to everything else. Be yourself and feel yourself, and people will feel what you feel. Also, always keep God first. You know, He is first in the head of my life, and I believe that I attribute all of my success to Him, you know, and that just keeps me in a level place and not stressed out. And you know, don't fall for every trick, because everything that glitters truly is not gold.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, I definitely got two really good questions for you, Madison, when we come back. But right now, I want to take this time to go ahead and debut your song, "Fool in Love." Madison, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
All right, y'all, check out Madison Blake. This is "Fool in Love."
Right here on the NDF Saturday. Let's go.
Little.
Excuse I
Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. India of Saturday. That was Madison Blake, the D Hour Show world premiere of her song "Fool in Love." And we have Madison on the line with us right now. Madison, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Absolutely great song. Wonderful song. I loved it. Really good song.
Yeah, great song.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I was definitely feeling it when I heard it. So. Definitely, congratulations to your new song. It's a wonderful song.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now, you know, Max, I want to ask you one question. Now, seeing how, you know, you grew up in church and, you were in church, you know, growing up and, you know, you were involved in that. Now, looking at how, the music now and what you're doing with music right now and the genre of music that you're into now, did you get any negative feedback from any of the individuals at church when they found out what type of music you wanted to do?
You know what? Not necessarily from the church that I go to, but through my life, when I first put it out there to like family and closer friends or different fans that I wanted to be an entertainer and a performer. In general, certain people had an issue with me doing secular in general, but not with, like, my music right now. I haven't gotten any feedback negatively on that. But just when I first started, you know, that was the first rocky path, and that was it.
That's cool, because I know that sometimes with certain individuals who grew up in the church and have a lot of friends and a lot of family in church and they're so, you know, so strong and heavy in it, that, you know, when a singer in the music business, they tend to get a little bit of flack, you know, from their friends and family that's in church. And
they have
this whole issue with secular music, especially today, because a lot of the music today is so sexually oriented, you know, so they have such a big problem, you know, with that. But it's good that you got a lot of support and love, you know.
I have the best support system, though. I do. I've always really had a great support system. My family and close friends, they're awesome.
That's good. Absolutely. I think that's such a wonderful thing to be able to have that type of support. And it always helps. You know, it always helps for you to definitely get there. Now, my last question for you is, you know, for those individuals that, you know, that want to be able to talk to you or, you know, catch some of your music online, where would they be able to find you at?
You can go to MadisonBlakeMusic.com, and you can definitely go to YouTube too and type in Madison Blake, and my videos will pop up.
Now, are you a big Twitter fanatic too?
I am. Yes, you can definitely catch me on Twitter at just Madison Blake Muse, MUS.
Now, are you also a new fan of Instagram? You know, there's so many. You know, Instagram is the new thing right now. So
yeah.
Everybody got an Instagram page.
Yes, I do
except
have an
me.
Instagram, except you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have an Instagram, and my name on there actually is different. It's songbird_London, London. So that one may be a little more difficult to find me, but, yeah, that's my Instagram name, and I'm always posting random silly stuff on there. So, yeah, once you do get one, you should add me. Follow me.
Have you also discussed as well as or talked about the previous name you were going under? Has anybody asked you or said, hey, you know, you remind me of someone. I've heard your music before. It was just under another name.
No, because my music is completely different. From a different name, my birth name is London, and I did a different style of music at the time. I was leaning more towards R&B, and so this rebirth of me has been renamed me as Madison Blake.
I like that. You know what? I was I like that whole transition, and I like how, you know, you were going by London before, and you were at it. You know, you were singing a different type of music, but you evolved into a different artist.
Yes, sir.
And in that evolution, you know, you had to change everything. You know, your style, your music, and even the name that you go under. So I think that's a great transition.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, Madison, first of all, I wanna thank you so much for joining us on the D Hour Show tonight, NDF Saturday. It's always great to talk to incredible artists like yourself. And as far as we're concerned at the D Hour Network, you're always welcome. The D Hour Show is your home, as always. The D Hour Show is your home. You are always welcome here. We will always continue to support you and everything that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate you guys. I'm glad you guys had me. Thank you.
Now, I also, my brother Jim Chronicles from Grand Heart Radio, he also has a great radio show, a radio station himself, and he has a great show that he does called Ladies Night, and I would love to definitely, have you get up with him a little later, to talk
most
about
definitely.
How to possibly do a ladies' night on his show.
Hey, that sounds great. All right.
Hey, we'd love to have you on, Madison. It was a great interview with you.
Well,
very
thank
pleasant.
You. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, Madison, I want to tell
no
you
doubt.
To definitely keep giving us that great music that you're giving us, and we're going to keep on playing it and showcasing it on the D Hour Show. And you stay blessed, and we're going to continue to support you.
Thank you. You too, guys.
All right. You have a blessed night.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
It's the D Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. That was Miss Madison Blake getting in with us right here on Indie Up Saturday. That's what it's all about, showcasing and talking to incredible up-and-coming artists and very talented up-and-coming artists. And she's definitely talented. And it was definitely a pleasure to talk to her. Cynthia, how you doing?
Excellent, always.
We got Miss Cynthia in the thing.
Cynthia, again, we've had a wonderful time with you on the show with us. I would like to extend the invitation to you to come hang out with us every Saturday if you would like that.
You know, I'd love to do something like that.
That's major.
Okay.
Very major.
Sounds good. Yeah, because we definitely love your chemistry with us, and you definitely have some intelligent viewpoints, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's always great to have a woman's point of view, in certain outlets and certain environments. So you have
right.
a great point of view, and we definitely like talking to you, having you on the show with us.
I love Cynthia.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, my theology is more or less like mine, think alike. I believe in the higher consciousness. I definitely relate to my subconscious. So things that you attract, or people that you attract, I should say, are like yourself. And so I accept you guys as a brother. Brothers.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I agree. I absolutely agree wholeheartedly. Like minds do think alike. So I absolutely agree with that. Thanks. Definitely. We're gonna love to have you hanging out with us on Saturdays. That would be wonderful.
Okay. So you have my number. You can text me, just so that I have it in my phone, and I'll definitely not miss the time frame that you're there, because I'm in California and I'm not certain where you guys are.
Well, I'm in Arizona, and Jada's in Florida.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, I would definitely do that. And like I said before, we have a great time with you, so it's always good having you on the show with us.
That's real.
Thank you.
Well, right now we're getting ready to. I want to take a quick hit break, real quick, you know, and breathe a little bit. And when we come back, I'm going to go in on our topic for tonight. And the topic that we were going to discuss tonight was the how technology has affected and impacted our youth and our children.
Mm-hmm.
And
real life issues.
And why
real life issues.
Exactly. And why they act the way they act today. And we're definitely going to get into a little bit of that when we come back with D-Slate Goes In. And it's going to be real. It's going to be real. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick hit break. It's my man Dan D with Girl I Wanna right here on Indie Up Saturday. Let's go. Right now, D-Slate goes in, and I got my peoples Jig Chronicle and C Knowledge in the building with us, and we're going to go ahead and get it in right with this topic right now, and I'm going to start it off. I think my technology and how it's affecting our youth and our children and why they act the way they act. Basically, when you think about back in the 80s and the 90s, and you know, it was all about, you know, a lot of kids, you know, growing up, you know, we always knew about, you know, growing up and going outside and playing with your friends and playing games and board games and, you know, and reading books and just doing different things that stimulated your mind, as well as, you know, we did activities that involved real friendship and involved hanging out, and it just involved being social, you know, and just, you know, having a social life and just being interactive, with outside and being interactive with society. But these days, technology is getting so, you know, it's getting so strong, it's getting so vast, where it's getting to a point where kids don't want to go anywhere. You know, they have, you know, we got the cell, you know, the cellular phones and, you know, the Androids, and you got these video games, and, you know, it's getting to a point now where, you know, people aren't even, you know, you don't even have to, if you really don't want to, go out and get movies anymore. I mean, you can watch them on cable, or, you know, you got Netflix that's streaming through people's cheap televisions and internet and video game systems and different things like that. So it's like you don't even have to go anywhere anymore for movies anymore. So it's like, it's almost like, you know, our children are being confined to just, you know, being at home and just, you know, sitting there, you know, on the cell phones. And even when we go places, they're constantly on the phones and they're playing the video games and they're on the computers and just so many different things. And they're not being social, you know, they're not being interactive, you know, with people anymore, and I feel like they're being closed in. But I feel like, you know, that's the reason why certain children have the attitudes that they have, and certain parents are having problems with their kids these days, the type of problems that they're having with them, is because kids are so confined, and children are so confined now, and it's like they don't have the opportunities to be social anymore. And it's not just that. They don't even have the mindset to want to be social anymore, because everything, it seems like, is being handed to them on a platter. I'm gonna go with Cynthia. What do you think?
I definitely agree with you. I have not had television in my house since 2009.
Wow.
And I have TVs. Don't get me wrong. I do watch videos. I don't want people to think I'm like so remote, but yeah, my son, I was trying to get him out of high school, you know, and make sure that he was focused so that he could go to college. And punishment one day was, you're not going to have any TV. And then he started watching TV in the den, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to turn off the TV. And so that alleviated that problem. But, like you said, you still have computers, you still have your cell phone, which is what I'm listening to you guys on, because even today, I still don't have TV. I don't choose to pollute my mind with what's out there. So it's not only the kids, it's even adults. We're polluting our minds and being steered in a direction that the government or whomever wants us to be directed in. And we should use our minds in a whole different direction.
That's really real. I can agree with that.
Absolutely. Jit, what do you think, bro?
Well, I have to agree with what Cynthia said. You know, I think a lot of these kids, they're seeing it from their parents, because their parents sitting home all day, they're texting on the computer, the iPad, the iPod and all that type of stuff, man. You know, it really sets the kids back, because like D-Slate said earlier, the kids don't get to go outside no more, you know, because they're so consumed. And, you know, that's why we have obese children in the world, you know what I'm saying, because they're not getting the exercise that they need, you know, the proper treatment as a child. You know, you got to let kids be kids. And there ain't nothing wrong with having an iPod or iPad, but everything should be, I think, in moderation. You know what I'm saying? So it's a really tough call, but I just want folks to know, man, like, this will affect your kids in the long run. That's why we have a lot of obese kids, you know, overweight kids, and it's a sad situation. And a lot of it is because they're learning it from their parents. And that's just what it is at the end of the day.
Can I interject?
Go ahead.
Most down.
I agree with you totally, because when I grew up, there was a family, and I grew up in Texas, and there was a family that they didn't have television. And these kids were the smartest kids out there because they studied, and like you said, and they were fit. So we definitely need to revert back to the basics. And I always say that at work. Go to the basics. When you go to what really works and it's proven itself over generation and generation, you definitely have, you know, the key components that will definitely make for a better generation.
Right. And Cynthia, these kids don't even want to go outside. Like, that's frightening. I remember when I was coming up, if a person told me I couldn't go outside, man, we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because they're so consumed with the Xbox, the PlayStations. You know, they don't want to do nothing, man. And it's just like, at some point, we got to really look at ourselves and say, hey, enough is enough.
I'm not really certain how old you are, but when I was young, some of the kids, not my parents, some of the kids, if you ran in and out of the house too many times, they locked you outside. They were like, stay outside. You don't know what you want to do.
Right. You're letting the flies in. Come on now. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. You know, it's,
you want to come in and out the house, you can stay your ass outside.
Right. That's the truth, though.
Yeah, I remember that definitely. You know what? To definitely finish this off, because we got a couple minutes. But to definitely finish this off, I just want to say I do agree, and I do agree wholeheartedly with both you guys. And I think that that's the problem. And like Jit said, you know, with the whole obesity issue, you know, kids, you know, not being social and not going out and doing things to exercise and stay in shape. So many things are just being handed to them on a silver platter. They really don't have to go anywhere. And I think that's what the problem is. So I just think that, you know, as parents, we need to start getting our kids out there and get them active and just give, have them, you know, just allow them to be social, you know, with other kids and just society in general. And maybe we may have some more positive, you know, attitudes and just more positive personalities coming from our kids growing up, or, you know, allowing them to be able to develop, you know, those type of personalities and just being able to have, to be the type of kids that we were growing up. I think that if we allow them to be social and not technologically social, but just being social on a standpoint of just having fun with other kids and exercising and just having fun without technology. You know, I think that if anybody ever seen the new TV show called Revolution, it's a new TV show out right now called Revolution that comes on NBC, if I'm not mistaken, and all of the electricity. You know, technology as well. All the the electricity went out, which caused the whole world to lose, you know, a lot of the technology that they were involved in. And I think that that's really that. If you watch that TV show, that's a wake up call. That's a wake up call. And I think that if that was to happen, I think that a lot of our kids these days would be in trouble.
You don't know what to do.
They would be in trouble.
Well,
so I think it's parents.
That environment that allowed you the experience that he, you know, like went camping or whatever. Because my son, he has raised farm animals, and I hate to say that, because I've worked in corporate America. I've made figures. I've raised sheep, pigs, bulls, you know, whatever. So it's just hard for me to say those things. But if you've raised your kids, well, you know the aspect of both lives, you know, you know things from the good life, but you also know the spectrum of it where you can have something else.
That's what's up.
That's true. Absolutely. Absolutely. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Just get your kids more involved and get them more socially involved. And just get them exercising and get them doing things that doesn't involve technology and different things like that. And maybe we won't have we won't have obese children, and maybe we'll just have our children will have a more positive attitude, positive look on life, without having without having to depend technological gadgets and different things like that, and games and so forth. And we'll just have more of a positive personality and positive outlook for our children. And that's what we really truly want in the long
run. That's really real.
You know, that's what we really truly want in the long run. We just want our kids to be socially happy, and we just want them to be happy and be able to live in this world, without having to depend on things and people, you know, to be able to take care of themselves. And that's what it's all about. Indie Up Saturday. I definitely want to give a special thanks to Madison Blake for joining us on the show tonight. And
much love.
You know, shout out to my man Chris Ness. Hopefully we'll get an opportunity to get him on the show and definitely talk to him. And you guys never know. You may get J Chronicles and C Knowledge may be back with your boy next Saturday on Indie Up Saturday, and getting it in and having some great music and incredible topics of discussion, and you just never know. You know, we like I told you guys, you know, Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, the D Hour Show Radio Network has some incredible shows. Just keep tuning in. You never know who's going to be on the show or what we're going to be talking about or what music we're going to be playing. Make sure you guys tune into the Covenant Cafe tomorrow for all those gospel music lovers and inspirational individuals that just love inspiration and just hearing inspirational stories and testimonies and different things like that. It's just, you know, want to hear some great gospel music and inspirational music. Tune into the Covenant Cafe with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace tomorrow, 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. Make sure you guys check them out. They got a great show. And we'll see you guys again next Saturday on Indie Up Saturday. Just keep the ears locked. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Be safe. Have fun. And remember, if you Google us on Google and you look for the D Hour Show, if you see the D Hour Show next to a picture, next to a pot of chitlins, that's not us. It's not us. Just know.
Oh,
that.
Oh man.
And just enjoy the rest of you guys. Enjoy the rest of your night. Just have fun, and you know, and just know that real radio is just a click away.
You heard me.
I got my boy Jit. Any closing comments for the people?
Hey, real quickly, groundheartradio.com is where it's at. You know, the mixtape Grind to Die is on a plethora of sites, and be on the lookout for our new mixtape. It's called Slow Grind, coming real soon, man. So make sure you check us out, groundheartradio.com, and in that order.
There it is. Cynthia, you have any closing comments for the listening audience tonight?
I definitely want to say thank you to yourself for extending the opportunity to me. And just everyone else, I should say, just remember that failure is not the end. It's the step to an opportunity.
That's real.
There it is. D-Slate, JIT, Seed Knowledge. We will see you guys next time. Please enjoy the rest of your Saturday night and be safe. Real Radio is just a click away. The Hour Show. And we're out.
We outro. Deuces.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.